Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome to Pod Sauce. We got two ladies I'm really interested to talk to today. Their podcast has been blowing up. It's a really interesting topic, and it's called An Absurd Result. And it's all about a really dark crime of a little girl being raped and her story. And it's told through the victim herself many, many, many years later. So I want to bring on Jewel Banville and Linda Glantz from the podcast. Welcome, ladies.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
So, Jewel, you know, you hosting this podcast, can you give our audience, for someone that has not heard of An Absurd Result, a little rundown, a quick synopsis of what this podcast is about?
So it's really Linda's story. A lot of it is Linda's story. When she was 8 years old, this was 1987, a stranger broke into her house in Billings, Montana, and sexually assaulted her. And it was a shocking crime then. It would be a shocking crime now. And what has happened over the decades, well, a lot has happened, including a wrongful conviction. And the podcast really sort of uses Linda's case and what happened to her to examine sexual assault laws in this country, which are different in each state, and which pose a real problem when you're talking about newly discovered evidence going up against the laws on the books at the time of the crime. So the law now in Montana, for instance, is quite different from what it was in 1987, and this podcast explains why that's an issue.
You know, it's so funny you mentioned that, because I was just saying we were doing the broad strokes before we got into it, because this is a podcast discovery show, and I wasn't familiar with this particular podcast. And so when we were going through the broad strokes of it, I'm like, so how does it play out with the statute of limitations? Does the clock start over again? You know, and so these are things that I kind of wanted to talk to you both about. And in a way, and this part actually is for you, Linda. Does it feel, when you find out that the wrong person was convicted, like what do those emotions feel like going through your mind, right? Because I'm pretty sure I've experienced assault myself, you know, as a child. And I'm pretty sure it makes you, parts of you kind of relive that moment because there's no closure, right? You think that there's an initial closure when the person that you thought was responsible for it is convicted. And then when you find out, you know, with DNA evidence, as it happens with the progression of DNA testing, that's not the case, you kind of feel like crap. Like it's restarting all over again. So can you walk me through what that experience was like? And then also, what are the statute of limitations and is there justice to be had here?
Well, you know, to find out that somebody had been in jail for 14 years, it was devastating. Even though as an 8-year-old, I mean, my head knows I'm not responsible for the outcome of this, but you still can't help but feel responsible. I did, you know, I participated in the sketch. I did the lineup, I testified in the trial. And then you think about the fact that you participated in like ruining somebody's life. It's really, really difficult. But then again, yeah, your sense of closure is gone and you suddenly have to go over all of this in your mind over and over again, trying to figure out where things went off the rails.
Did you ever end up having a conversation with that person after the fact?
With Jim, who
is wrongly convicted?
Yes, actually, we have met on a couple of occasions and we text with each other. And so we're in communication and it's always been a very positive experience being in communication with him.
You know, true crime is just such a really large category and a very popular category. And there's so many different legs under the true crime umbrella. There aren't many podcasts out there where the victim of an assault, they take that power into their own hands to tell their own story. Usually it's someone that's helping to navigate and tell their own story. Where did your strength come from to kind of want to take your personal bull by the horns and say, I'm going to push this thing in the direction that it should go?
I'm not sure. Actually, I remember the exact moment when we heard that DNA evidence had pointed out the real person who did this. Mm-hmm. The first person I told was my sister, Michelle. And I remember in that conversation, I was like, I'm not going to hide from it this time. This is the third time. This has been a huge part of my life and a public part, but this is going to be the first time that I'm active in it. And I'm not sure. I think I was just fed up. I think it was more, even though we were discovering the person who did it, I was like, I can't believe that this is going to be center in my life again. Every time I think I move on, it comes back. So why not make it center in a way that's going to be a positive impact for me?
And Jewel, how did you and Linda connect and begin this process of doing a podcast?
It did start at that moment, really, where Linda was frustrated and fed up and wanted to be heard. And she asked her sister, who should I talk to? Her sister is amazing and knows journalists and knows other people, and so I knew someone her sister knew, and that's how we initially connected. And so that was 2015, and then we've stayed in touch, and a lot more in the last year. We've talked a lot more in the last year.
Well, we can navigate, you know, to you, Linda. Is this podcast your justice, or is there justice to be had? Because I know we mentioned earlier, and I know Jewel mentioned earlier too, just, you know, with changes in laws and all of these other things, is there justice for you to be had, or are the statute of limitations not in your favor? Whatever you can legally talk about, should I say?
Well, you know, legally, I think I can talk about anything I want. And honestly, this case has gone as far as it possibly can. It was brought to the Supreme Court, who decided not to hear it.
Wow. Even with the evidence, mm-hmm. they just decide. Wow.
Yeah. And when the Supreme Court gets a case and they decide not to hear it, they don't have to give a reason why they're not hearing it. It gets up to that level. They say no, and it's done. So there is my case will never go any further.
Is there lobbying or whatever that can be done? Because I know you guys mentioned earlier, just with the adjustments, you know, in law, the laws in Montana now are not what they were before. What can be done so that other victims, because you hear that, right? And then if there are other victims who are walking a comparable walk as you, it can be a deterrent to come forth with your story, because there seems that there's no justice to be had.
You know, and it's interesting, if this would have happened, I believe it's, Jewel, correct me if I'm wrong, I think in Wyoming, if this would have happened in Wyoming, then the person who did it after the DNA discovery would have been in jail.
Wow.
But we're in Montana, and I think the big thing to understand about a lot of these statute of limitations and these laws is you can put something in place today, but you can't go backwards, unfortunately. So you can't adjust. You know, I think when this crime happened in 1987, the statute of limitations might have been 3 years, mm-hmm. and then it was adjusted to 5 years. But you can't go backwards from that.
That's so heartbreaking, because I feel like they took from two people. They took from your family, and they took from the guy who was wrongfully convicted for 14 years, you mm-hmm. know? Wow.
Yeah, and there's no pause in the statute of limitations during that time period when there's a wrongly convicted person in jail.
Because sometimes the clock can start over again, you know, especially once mm-hmm. new evidence is discovered.
What's the biggest feedback that you two have been getting from the audience? I'm sure that it's been very different feedback based on a host and a victim's perspective on this. But Jewel, what kind of feedback are you getting from the audience?
Well, one thing is it's a story that's kind of told chronologically. So even though Linda is done and I am mostly done, The story isn't done. I would say that the reaction so far is really, you know, Jimmy's story, Jimmy Bromgaard, who served 14 and a half years in prison. His story is compelling and makes people mad, right? When someone is sitting in prison for a crime, especially of this nature. I mean, when you think of what Jimmy was accused of doing, Linda was asleep in her bed, you know, in a nice house in Billings. She's one of seven people home at the time. It's just a really horrendous crime, a horrendous trauma. And so I think people are mad about that. And then they're also just like, as they should be, in love with Linda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's amazing. And like her willingness to just be so open. And, you know, I was so, I don't know what the word is. I guess, I mean, honored seems like a cheesy word, but like I was really honored that Linda told me her story, and I felt a real responsibility to report it out and, you know, hear what she had to say and, you know, get her voice out there. So I think people really appreciate hearing from her. I mean, that takes a lot of courage to do what she has done and what she keeps doing, frankly.
What about you, Linda? What's the response that you're seeing in your social media or on your Facebook of people that are listening to the podcast?
Most obviously, it's all been positive. People have been amazing. I think there's a lot of people who understood that I had been through some stuff, but again, to hear it chronologically, like it's being told, I can't even get the story out in a way that Jewel has been able to put it together. I forget pieces. I focus on my part of the story, obviously, and not kind of a lot of the things that have gone on around it. So I think, you know, I'm discovering things during the process of this podcast, which has been incredible too. And I know that it's been incredibly positive. I live in a very small town in Montana. It's about 7,000 people. We all know everybody just about, and I'm getting people stopping on the streets and saying, "I just listened to your podcast."
Yeah.
So it's been wonderful. Actually, the response has been very caring.
What is the hope that you ladies both, you know, desire for the listeners to walk away with you know, by listening to the podcast? Is it never be afraid to take your own power back? You know, what's the intentionality?
I think for me, as far as telling my own story, it is a very powerful experience.
Yeah.
It has my comfort level, my confidence has definitely changed in the process of this. But also just to put awareness out there that being that laws are different in every single state, this could happen just about anywhere.
Yes.
And is happening. And with the science that we have available now, the laws need to catch up with that science.
Yes, that's a fact.
Well, on this show, you know, people are discovering your podcast right now. Is there any podcast that you're listening to that you could recommend for other people to check out because it is one of your favorite? Linda, we'll start with you if you've got one to recommend to our audience.
Yeah, one of my favorite podcasts that I've been listening to recently is called Maintenance Phase.
Maintenance
it
what?
Just kind of
maintenance fees.
Maintenance phase.
Oh, phase. I thought you said fees. I'm like, maintenance fees.
No.
I said it with such like knowingness. Oh, maintenance fees.
Confidence. No, but that it kind of goes through the process of busting wellness myths, basically. So, but it's a super entertaining podcast. The hosts are amazing, and I look forward to it every week. So I love that one.
What about you, Jewel?
Well, I think I was a lot inspired by Believed, which is a little bit older, but I still think people, maybe people haven't heard it, but it's the podcast from Michigan Public Radio, and then I think it was released by NPR too, that looked into the Larry Nassar case,
mm-hmm.
The trainer for gymnasts, and, you know, his case was in the news more recently when the victims testified before Congress. That podcast, as far as like podcasts about sexual assault, I think just gets it right. I think it's something people can not get it right sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love narratives. So I'm less into, you know, like the chatty host ones, even though I love Pod Sauce, obviously.
That's
my
right.
Girl.
I really like Suspect is a new one from Matt Scherr. He did Over My Dead Body with Wondery, and now he's with Campside Media, and so I had talked to him and got some great advice from him during my reporting of this. And so I knew he was kind of working on that story. Now that I hear it rolling out, I think it's pretty awesome. So suspect.
Don't go anywhere, guys. We have more. This is Pod Sauce. Thank you so much, ladies.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.